Chapter 6. Information and General Tips. Habit and Addiction. If we do anything often enough, it will become a habit. We can create a habit from repetition, so we need to create a habit of not vaping. If you believe vaping is just an addiction and not a habit, that means you would only need to detoxify your body from nicotine to become an ex-vapor, which only takes 72 hours. Have you heard of anyone who has successfully quit vaping in 3 days? I needed the best part of 4 months to change my thinking to just go vape-free. Then I addressed the physical addiction, which took a further 2 months. I self-despised for smoking, and quitting allowed me to regain my pride. Effects of smoking and memory loss. This may be smoking we are talking about here, but that is just because the same tests have not been carried out for vapors. Soon, I'm sure they will. Exposure to cigarette smoke is associated with an increased risk of several neurological diseases such as stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia. Here is what a team at the University College London found re the effects of smoking on memory loss of over 5,000 people. Participants were shown 15 words for 2 seconds each, and were then asked to write down as many words as they could remember, and in another test for speed and concentration, participants had to take a full page of letters and cross out as many P's and W's as they could find in 1 minute. The researchers found that smokers in their 40s and 50s had much lower scores on these memory tests compared with ex-smokers, and the scores were even lower for those people who smoked the most each day, showing a definite relationship between memory loss and increased smoking. The connection between smoking and declined brain function has long been known, but not fully understood. Impaired memory is a common symptom of smoking-related diseases, such as cancers, lung disease, heart disease, stroke, bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. Other studies have shown smokers to have much greater difficulty remembering names and faces. The team suspect high blood pressure, a common side effect of smoking, may cause brain damage and early signs of dementia, leading to subsequent memory loss. Another possibility is that toxic chemicals in cigarettes could also be the cause of direct damage to the brain. Whatever the reason for the accelerated memory loss of smokers, the lesson is quite clear. Don't smoke, especially if you want to be all there when you get there. If you are a smoker, there's still hope, because the team discovered that people who quit smoking before 50 years of age, and particularly those who quit before 40 years of age, showed less memory decline. Effects of smoking are clearly devastating, but if you need another reason for giving up, research shows that smokers over the age of 40 have a much faster rate of memory loss than ex-smokers. Make the fear of Alzheimer's outweigh the fear of quitting. BMA wants smoking, vaping in cars banned. Smoking or vaping in your car should be against the law, doctors have told the government. The British Medical Association, BMA, is calling on ministers to bring in the bold and courageous ban for reasons of health rather than road safety. Evidence suggests smoking or vaping in a closed vehicle exposes the occupants to large amounts of harmful chemicals. Toxin levels can be 23 times higher than in a typical smoky bar, it is claimed, with children and the elderly said to be at particular risk. Children absorb more pollutants than adults, and their immature immune systems are less able to cope with the effects of second-hand smoke or vape, according to the BMA. Older people are prone to respiratory problems that can be made worse by inhaling smoke or vape, the doctors also warned. Such vulnerable groups may be unable to refuse journeys in smoky vehicles. Behind the stark statistics, Doctors see the individual cases of ill health and premature death caused by smoking or vaping and second-hand smoke. And for this reason, doctors are committed to reducing the harm caused by tobacco and vapes. In addition, research suggests that children are more likely to start smoking or vaping if their parents or older siblings do. So I actively encourage parents not to smoke or vape around children, if they must at all. The killer fact for me was that just one cigarette smoked in a car during a typical 30-minute journey with the windows closed leads to levels of second-hand smoke about 7 times that of the smoky bars that existed in this country before 2007. Although it is not illegal to smoke or vape in a vehicle, it's down to the discretion of the smokers or vapers. Now you even have to bare your soul to the gawking public. That's humiliating. Would you encourage your kids to vape? I assume you would not encourage your kids to vape, but would you at least share with them all the good reasons you vape and the benefits you get from vapes, and then let them decide if they would like to share those benefits? I'm being facetious, but some people do believe there are benefits from vaping. Whether this is just an excuse to keep vaping or it's a trick that the addiction creates is another debate. To entertain the idea that any part of vaping is positive is complete nonsense. To prove my point, take a moment to list the benefits of vaping, and the next time you meet a non-vaper, show them that list of all the benefits they are missing and listen to what they say. The idea of a benefit list is simply an illusion at best. The addictive use of a product influences your perception of it, making you even more susceptible to its positive aspects and altering your understanding of its drawbacks. Chronic vapers have altered emotional reactions when they are exposed to negative and positive images associated with vapes. 70% of vapers who attempt to go vape-free will, despite their best efforts, start vaping again within 1 year. If you ever needed proof that going vape-free is a process, and in this case a 6-month process, there you have it. Vaping is an ingenious trap that anyone can get lured into, so we must guard against becoming a victim. But if you are already snared, then you must escape. I am a brand new person with a new personality. Food tastes better. Vaping damages your taste buds and your sense of smell. One of the many great joys of being free from vapes is the return of your ability to taste and smell food again, and to sit at a table and truly enjoy the experience of a beautiful meal. Vapes are poisonous, whichever way you look at them. Are smokers, vapers, stupid? Many intelligent people, including doctors, politicians, teachers, prime ministers, and US presidents, have fallen for the ingenious confidence trick smoking or vaping plays. However, once a vapor accepts it is a deadly poisonous trap, they must be stupid to continue. They must go vape-free. It's a no-brainer. Family and friends worry about me because my health is suffering. Over 40% of cancers are due to lifestyle. Nearly half of cancers diagnosed in the UK each year are caused by bad lifestyle choices, including smoking, vaping, drinking too much alcohol, and eating the wrong things. Tobacco is the biggest culprit, causing 23% of cases in men and 15.6% in women, says Cancer Research UK. Sadly, addicts don't care about the consequences until it is too late. There is a solution. Go smoke-free or vape-free. Casual vapors. There is no such thing as a casual vapor because there is no such thing as one vape or an occasional vape. There is no such thing as a happy casual vapor. Nobody is immune to addiction, and no one can possibly enjoy inhaling toxic and poisonous fumes into their body. How many people do you see intentionally inhaling exhaust fumes? How many people let a bonfire smoke billow into their face, compared with everyone that shifts round a bonfire until they are on the safe side of the wind direction to avoid such an unpleasant experience? People who vape twice a day are either insane or addicted to nicotine. If they are addicted to nicotine like most vapers, then they must spend all day tormented until they get their nicotine fix via that single vape. Or if someone appears to be avoiding nicotine addiction by such a limited intake of nicotine, then they are fools to be playing Russian roulette with their lives. Either way, go vape free is 90% less harmful than vaping. Quitting vaping lowers the chance of blood clots in the legs, which may travel to the lungs. The best scenario. If you defy all the odds which are stacked against you, from contracting one of the most common killers like lung disease, emphysema, stroke, or cardiovascular disease, you will still suffer a lifetime of dizziness, lightheadedness, sleep disturbances, headaches, and shortness of breath. Apart from that, you will live with the filthy stigma of being a powerless vapor. Get a grip of yourself, for God's sake, and at least go vape-free. Breathe fresh. Live free. Chemicals in vapes. Nicotine, a vasoconstrictor that narrows blood vessels, which can restrict blood flow and nutrients to gums. Flavoring chemicals. These chemicals can be toxic and poisonous to lung cells. Solvents. These are often propylene glycol or vegetable glycerin, or a mixture of the two. Acrolein. A chemical associated with lung damage that is released when the e-liquid is heated. Formaldehyde. This chemical is produced by thermal degradation in e-cigarettes and is lower in realistic conditions than cigarette smoke. Diacetyl, a chemical used to give foods a buttery taste, but inhaling it is dangerous. Heavy metals. These can be toxic to inhale and may cause cancer. The coil that heats the liquid in vapes is thought to be the main source of these metals. Other chemicals found in vapes include tobacco-specific nitrosamines, TSNAs, aldehydes, volatile organic compounds, VOCs, phenolic compounds, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, tobacco alkaloids. Over 3,000 toxic chemicals make up a vape. Successful people. Most successful people can remain centered and balanced during the midst of emotional storms. This can be accomplished by following a simple rule of thumb. Never spend more than 10% of your time focused on the problem, and always spend at least 90% of your time focused on the solution. Focus on being a happy ex-vapor for many more years than the few difficult moments making the transition. In truth, life is a balance. If we refuse to recognize weeds taking root in our gardens, our delusions will destroy us, and equally destructive is to misperceive our garden as overrun. Find the right balance and feel the difference. There may be difficult moments if you go vape-free, but those moments pass as quickly as they arrive, like weeds taking root. But don't get caught up panic-thinking, either by envisaging things will become too much, like misperceiving your garden is overrun. Winners are lucky people, it's true. Just ask any loser, and they'll tell you. Copying or modelling. There are two ways to succeed, either trial and error or follow a blueprint that works. When making change or simply aspiring to achieve something, it is a great idea to model ourselves on someone who has already achieved what we want. If we copy someone who has what we want, then we should get the same results. Do not spend years trying to reinvent the wheel. Find someone who has gone vape-free, learn what they did, and copy them. You cannot solve a problem with the same thinking that created it. Avoid panic. The thought of never vaping again can be quite overwhelming and drive some vapers into panic. Ironically, the fear of panic prevents some vapers from ever even trying to go vape-free. Some vapers who try to go vape-free experience this feeling of panic, and it triggers them to have a vape even quicker than they would have if they had not decided to go vape-free. That is why it can be a better method for some vapers to phase out vapes, to avoid any feelings of panic, by avoiding traveling too quickly into the unknown, even though the unknown in this journey ultimately becomes magical. Among an average 1,000 20-year-olds in the UK who vape regularly, one will be murdered. Six will be killed in traffic accidents. 250 will be killed by vaping. Peer pressure. The tribe expects us to keep voting for the same party, supporting the same team, maintaining the same religious beliefs, and doing exactly what is expected of us, including vaping. Fellow vapers can be the worst people to help you go vape-free because they cannot themselves, so why the heck do they want to help you first? Beware the smiling assassin, and don't help them to feel better by vaping, because that's what some will want you to do for them, to allow them to feel better about themselves. Stick to your guns and show them how to win this war, and I bet they will copy you soon afterwards and go vape-free. Become a living example of change. Change is fun and extremely rewarding done properly. The smoking ban in public places really helped me to go smoke-free. Courage and the pain barrier. Courageous people do things that they do not necessarily want to do. It is not courageous to do something you want to do. Vapers need courage to lay down vapes and go vape-free, regardless of whether they go cold turkey or opt for a gradual reduction program, like I am recommending. While vaping is disgusting, we are creatures of habit, so letting go of something we are familiar with still requires courage. Everything gets easier every single day, but initially you may look for support from others who have gone vape-free, who you should find to be a great source of strength. They should tell you that the fear of fear is much worse than fear. We all break through the pain barrier, just like a runner. It is relatively tough to do, but it is easy thereafter. Success is like an old-fashioned hand water pump. You must pump it hard for a while, keeping faith that water will eventually flow, even when you are getting nothing but air. And once the water starts to flow, it takes much less energy to keep it flowing. Action conquers fear and creates confidence. That freedom feeling. Freedom is the utopian position of not being controlled, whether by cigarettes, vapes, alcohol, drugs, gambling, chocolate, shopping, nail-biting, another person, and so on. Freedom is magical and needs to be experienced to be appreciated. You probably do not realize the weight on your shoulders of being controlled by vapes until it is removed. Keep unlocking mental, emotional, and physical handcuffs. When you awake one day and know you no longer want to vape ever again, that's a nice feeling and a new level of freedom. I look at smokers and find it hard to believe I ever smoked. Next time you see someone smoking or vaping, focus closely on what they are doing exactly, and you should be horrified. I hated being a smoker. I knew it was such a filthy habit, but I never really paid attention when someone else was smoking. You never see yourself unless you look in a mirror, which I dare you to do. Today, I don't drink alcohol, use unhealthy drugs, eat junk food, gamble. Plus, I don't smoke, never mind vape. What a natural buzz that gives me to be able to say. Garbage in, garbage out. The recipe. This book may share the recipe for you to go vape-free. However, you need to put the ingredients in to make it happen. You need to do the work, basically. There is a great expression, God won't do the work for you, but he will hold a torch while you dig. Making improvements to our health is very rewarding and is more worthwhile than you can ever imagine. It is amazing seeing and feeling ourselves change into different people. It is fantastic when loved ones tell us they are proud of us and when they mention how much happier we look. Live a new life by a new set of rules or principles. Imagine you could do anything. If you knew for certain that you would succeed trying anything, what would you do right now? Who would you want to be? When we have a desire, that means we can fulfill that desire. You can do anything, so set your mind to it and take the appropriate action. If you believe you can, or believe you can't, you're right. Don't try to be better than others, just try to be the best you can be. Success is to know that we did our best. Failure is to know that we didn't do what we could have done. Don't settle for less than possible. Focus on what you do want. Most people focus on what they don't want. If you ever get the chance to drive a racing car around a test circuit on different surfaces, including an oil slick, you will have the best time of your life, but you will probably crash into a wall, cardboard of course. When an inexperienced driver loses control on the oil slick, all they see is the wall, and no surprise, they crash into it. However, when the instructor on the second time around puts his hand on your helmet and forces you away from looking at the wall and redirects your focus to the track, surprise, surprise, you will avoid the wall and stay on track. What we focus on is so important regarding our outcomes. We must focus on what we want rather than what we do not want. Think about footballers. How often do you see the striker hitting it directly to the keeper? And I bet if you could get inside the striker's brain, the last image is of the keeper rather than an empty net. Focusing on not wanting to vape is not nearly as effective as focusing on wanting to look healthier, look younger, smell fresh, and live longer. Even the media admit vaping is not cool. One day at a time. One day at a time may be a cliche, however, it expresses a perfect truth for success in going vape-free. You may feel totally overwhelmed by thinking you could never vape again. Live one day at a time. So just stay away from vapes for today. When we are making a big change in our life, it is crucial to find inner peace, otherwise panic can tempt us to give in. Tell yourself you can vape right now if you want, however you choose not to. Begin the day by reading some of your wall pinups to get off to a positive start. If at any time you are considering throwing in the towel, just imagine how proud you will feel tonight when your head hits the pillow and you have managed another day towards a new, vape-free life. These urges to vape, no matter how monumental they feel, do pass, and will pass forever at some stage. Looking back, these urges weren't as bad as they seemed at the time. But the reason they seem bad is you don't know how long they will last, but trust me, they don't last long. It's all part of the process. Don't panic your way back to vaping. You must learn to deal with these feelings and remember they are just feelings. They don't physically hurt you. This is a marathon and not a sprint. Stay composed and don't panic. Life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to experience. Write it down. The power of commitment is writing it down, so you can keep confirming what you wrote by continually reading your own words. It is too easy to change our minds if we don't write things down. It is also very difficult to lie if we are trying to be honest with pen and paper. Try writing down some messages to yourself. Get to know who you really are and where you want to go. Here's a simple idea for you to start with. I will do anything to avoid vaping again. Get a pen and paper and write that down. If you ever go off track, get that piece of paper out. Surely nothing has changed. Write out powerful messages to yourself, pin them on a wall, and keep reminding yourself what you wrote. The pen is mightier than the sword. The sugar scandal. It's a scandal that the tobacco industry is permitted to mix sugar and other tasty substances into vapes to mask the disgusting filth that you should be tasting. As if you needed confirmation that the tobacco industry knows full well that vaping is a filthy confidence trick, and into the bargain, they don't give a monkey's that they are going to kill you. Garbage in, garbage out. Summary. I hope you enjoyed listening to this book, and you heard some things that made you think differently towards vaping. There are still hours of work to guarantee you will win this war. It is essential that you hate vaping if you are going to go vape-free. You must also resent vapes and what they are doing to your life today, and worse still, what they will do to you in the future if you don't go vape-free. I do not expect you to change your thinking overnight, but I do expect you to work on it every single day until it does change. The importance of detesting something if you intend to stay away from it for good cannot be overemphasized. You probably won't stay away from vapes for good if you even remotely think they are okay. They are absolutely and utterly not okay in any way whatsoever. 3,000 poisonous chemicals all wrapped up in a lungful of vape. Throughout this book, there are things I have suggested you pin up on the wall, so that you will take notice and read them. Please do it. Each book comes with a support book, accompanied with all the forms at your portal at www.stubtober.com. Read, read, and read until you believe it. Only you can make the decision to do this or not. However, if you want to become 10 times healthier, looking 10 years younger, then please stick to the plan. Good luck. Vaping is like using a health credit card, where you will most certainly pay later and pay much more than you could ever imagine. Published by Cal Publishing, www.stubtober.com. Release date July 2024. Copyright 2024 by Cal Publishing. All rights reserved. The right of Cal to be identified as the author has been asserted by him in accordance with the Copyright, Designs and Patents Act, 1988. No part of this book may be used or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission, except in the case of brief quotations embodied in critical articles and reviews. For more information, email all inquiries to info@stubtober.com. This book is also available in audio and Kindle.